From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The State Department is investigating reports that three American tourists have been arrested in Iran. The Iranian government confirms they have the three Americans in custody. Washington is asking the Swiss, who represent U.S. interests in Iran, to corroborate the information. We have more on this from NPR's Allison Keyes.
Iran's state-owned Arabic-language television station says three U.S. citizens were arrested after crossing the border into Iran from Iraq. The TV station says the Americans were arrested after refusing to listen to warnings from border guards. The tourists were reportedly hiking. A State Department spokeswoman says the embassy in Baghdad is investigating the reports and that all available means are being used to determine the facts in this case. She says the safety and security of American citizens remains the U.S. government's top priority and that all detention cases are taken very seriously. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Also in Iran today, 100 prominent moderates were put on trial on charges they orchestrated post-election protests and conspired to topple Iran's religious establishment. This was the first trial involving high-level officials since the 1979 Iran Revolution. Tehran has been mired in protests and clashes since June's disputed presidential election that kept Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in power. Malaysia's riot police firing tear gas and water cannons at thousands of protesters. The crowd rallied against a law allowing people to be detained without a trial. Chad Bouchard reports from Jakarta, Indonesia.
At least 10,000 protesters gathered and marched from Kuala Lumpur's main mosque and a shopping mall. Police had warned against the rally and arrested 150 protesters before the march began. Riot police later clashed with hundreds of the demonstrators. The rally was led by supporters of the country's main opposition party, who demanded that the government rescind a law allowing those considered to be a security threat to be detained without a trial. The law was instituted decades ago when Malaysia was under British colonial rule. Human rights groups say at least 17 people are being detained under the law, some due to their political views and some due to alleged links with militants. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.
Thousands of Filipinos brave monsoon rains today and line the streets of Manila to pay final respects to Corazon Aquino, the country's first female president. She died early Saturday, local time, at the age of 76, after a long battle with colon cancer. Three American troops have been killed in roadside bombings in southern Afghanistan. Media reports say the three died while on patrol in Kandahar. Roadside bombs have become the weapons of choice among militants in Afghanistan. Also today, a French soldier was killed in a gun battle north of the capital, Kabul. You're listening to NPR News. The 435 members of the House of Representatives have adjourned for a six-week summer recess, but neither Democratic nor Republican lawmakers expect any respite back home from the debate that's been raging on Capitol Hill over health care. As NPR's David Wellner reports, both parties intend to take the health care debate nationwide during August.
As his colleagues left Washington, Iowa Republican Steve King was still swinging verbal brickbats on the House floor at his Democratic colleagues.
They want a single-payer, government-run, socialized medicine, one-option government plan for everybody, and they want to run every private health insurance company out of business and take the 100,000 options that the American people have with it.
It was the kind of rhetoric that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Republicans should expect to be challenged during the August break.
Facts mean nothing to them. Mythology is their game. Misrepresentation is their currency of the realm, and we intend to set the record straight. In some places, by inoculating against their misrepresentations, in all places, by educating as to what this legislation does.
The House won't vote on health care until after Labor Day. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Republicans' weekly address continues to blast the president's proposal to overhaul health care. Senator John Thune of South Dakota echoes the Republican argument that the White House plan is too costly and threatens to undermine the quality of health care in the U.S. Meanwhile, President Obama's weekly address touted economic progress a day after the government reported the economy shrank over the spring by a slower-than-expected pace. The GDP fell 1%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.